قضى الله إنه ما نزل علي الوحي وأنا في لحاف امرئ وأنا في لحاف امرأة منكن غيرها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام دون الحامين بكاشف عائشة الصديقة رضي الله عنها فباي الله وحي has not come down on me. Revelation has not come down on me while I'm resting in the same blanket on any of my wives besides Aisha Siddiqa رضي الله عنها. وحي would come down while رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would be resting in the same blanket as Aisha Siddiqa رضي الله عنها. This is a status. سبحان الله. عروة, he says that I saw Aisha Siddiqa رضي الله عنها. Just imagine her piety. I saw her distributing 70,000 dirhams while she herself was wearing patched clothes. Imam Zuhri rahmatullah alayhi says that if all the women of Islam and the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam besides Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, if their knowledge were to be compared with the knowledge of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, her knowledge would outweigh their knowledge. Masruq says, رَأَيْتُ مَشِيخَةَ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَسْأَلُونَهَا عَلَى الْفَرَائِضِ. I saw the senior companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great men around the Prophet who stayed around him at all times, who fought with him, who ate with him, who stood with him, who sat with him, who prayed behind him. But I saw them coming and consulting Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha in regards to the masail and the rulings and the laws of Islamic inheritance. This is Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. There was no other wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who actually saw Jibreel alayhi salam. She herself said that I saw Jibreel alayhi salam, while no other wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him. She is that wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon whose love the blessed head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rested at the time of when his soul departed from his body. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he currently rests inside the apartment and the room of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. And what a wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam she is. And what a room that is, subhanAllah. I often say that there is a slight difference of opinion amongst the ulama in regards to Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwarah. According to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, Madinah Munawwarah is more virtuous than Makkah Mukarramah. And according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, Makkah Mukarramah is more virtuous than Madinah Munawwarah. But remember, this difference of opinion is excluding the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because regarding that, they are all unanimous and they all agree on one point. If you put the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hand of the scale, and you put the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Kaaba on the other part of the scale, the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would outweigh them in virtue. This is Mawlana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi. He writes in Ma'arif al-Sunan, a beautiful poem he composed. لَقَدْ فَاقَ عَرْشًا غَصَّمَا وَابِ الْعُلَىٰ أَرْضٌ حَوَتْ جَسَدَ النَّبِيِّ مُخْتَارَ. سبحان الله. That the plot of land which surrounds and which carries the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has surpassed the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in virtue. And where is the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting? In the room of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. I often say that those who slander Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu do not have a right to offer salah in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. Why? Because when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he embraced Islam, he had 40,000 dirhams. 35,000 dirhams was spent in Makkah Mukarramah freeing slaves for the cause of Islam. He freed Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu and many other slaves. He would buy them and free them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the remaining 5,000 dirhams he used during Hijrah, and he used to buy the plot of land of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. According to some narrations, he bought it for 10 dinars. And then he used the remaining for the construction of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. So everybody who offers salah in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, who is getting the sadaqah jariyah? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So those who stand against have no right to offer salah in there. These were just a few words. Time is very short, so let me give some time now for the program. Maulana was traveled from very far. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to exert ourselves in worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to build a close bond and a link with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pleased with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from his anger, the anger of his Rasul, and the anger of his pious servant. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.